Scott Wilkerson. He's president and CEO of Physicians Health Plan, and he was named to Michigan's New Talent Investment Board, and we're going to find all about that. Scott Wilkerson. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about that very compelling Michigan's New Talent Investment Board.
Sure. The Talent Investment Board has been put together by Governor Snyder to work on issues around how do we get people matched up to jobs and careers and make sure they have the tools and resources to get the training education they need.
Now, this Talent Investment Board that was created by the governor has 47 members. Seems like that's a lot of people. How are you going to get them on the same page, and what's the focus going to be?
Well, I think we've got a great chair in Gordon White. He's going to be responsible for making sure we get the input of the various people on the board. And then, of course, the board, really is going to be working closely with the Workforce Development Agency and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, who's really going to be doing a lot of the kind of the day-to-day heavy lifting, so to speak.
When do you meet, and what's at the top of the agenda?
Well, we already met in December, and then I think there's going to be quarterly meetings in 2012. I don't think we've gotten the final dates put together yet, but they're working on that right now.
When are we going to see some residuals from this? When are we going to see some folks with some jobs?
Well, I think that'll be the key test. That's why I'm excited to be on the board, is to really help, get people the training and education they need so that they can, not just have jobs, but have exciting, rewarding, career opportunities. And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's the number one item on people's minds right now. And, clearly businesses are looking for how can we get people lined up and ready to go when they show up for work. I would hope that, we're able to get some things put together that can make a difference in 2012.
Scott, there are a lot of qualified folks working in positions that they probably are overqualified for. What would you tell folks who were on the job trail but just got frustrated because things just were so bleak?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to keep your head up, that you've got skills that can work in the marketplace, and it definitely has been a bumpy road the last couple of years, but there are signs that things have started to turn around, and as confidence rises, that hopefully those jobs will open up again, and you'll be right there for it. I mean, that's the best thing we can do right now. Continue to hone your skills. Continue to apply for those positions that you think you have the skill sets that match the requirements.
Scott, what do you tell people who want to come to work for your company? What skills do they need? What education do they need? What experience do they need?
Well, of course, it depends on the position they're applying for. We do have a number of, fairly technical positions, such as nurses that work for PHP or accountants, or customer service reps, et cetera. So the education levels may vary from, a high school diploma all the way up to some type of medical degree, for example, for our physician who is our medical director. The key thing, though, is that, we're looking for, and was actually mentioned briefly at our first meeting, is that a commitment to our customer and making sure that they're always first. We try to do everything we can to meet customer needs, and I think that's something that you don't always see in the formalized training programs, but we hope through previous employee experience that we can find people that have that focus on what the customer is looking for. I would say that's probably a big ingredient to how employers are able to stay successful today.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. We're talking with Scott Wilkerson, who's the president and CEO of PHP. Scott, as you've had some time to absorb some of the details of Obamacare, what's your take on it?
Well, I think, and the first thing I need to say is I'm not, really a politician. So this is just my view from a business person's perspective. I think that there have been some good things that have come out of the laws over the last 15, 18 months in terms of kind of standardizing some of the insurance rules and regulations that have been out there that may have varied, and how they've impacted various people. So I think that's a positive sign. I think, looking at forward to the creation of healthcare exchanges, that has, a real positive opportunity to get more people insured. The biggest thing, though, I would say kind of on the side of, what could we have done better is that the avalanche of regulatory changes has been so fast and so furious that it's really been hard for businesses to keep up and make the changes in a timely fashion. And that's probably the biggest impact that I've seen is that just the work required to get these changes implemented, and then changes may occur in the regulations a few days after the required date. That's made it difficult on us.
And finally, Scott, before I let you go, it seems like we in the news media always report on the bad things involved with insurance companies, the lawsuits, the bonuses, that type of situation. So many folks have a bad taste in their mouth when they think about working with an insurance company. What do you tell those folks?
Well, I mean, when you look at a company like PHP, we're ranked number one in customer service in Michigan. We believe that it's all about our members and making sure they get the care they need. We spend about 88 to 89 cents out of every dollar on healthcare delivery. And so while everybody may not get everything they would have wanted, the lion's share of what needs to be done is being provided for. And, that's what I'd ask people to look at is that, in the broader perspective that they're getting great coverage and they should be getting good customer service. And, it really is an incredible benefit that most employers are offering.
Well, Scott, please stay in touch with us. Any news coming out about the new Talent Investment Board, we'd like to obviously promote. We have a lot of folks who listen to this program who would like to upgrade their jobs or would like to get a job, so we'd like to help you with that. Scott Wilkerson's the president and CEO of Physicians Health Plan. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.